and welcome back, everybody, for today's prospecting call. I believe Danny is on the line and is ready to go. Danny, are you there?
I am. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. Hi, everybody. Man, this is Thursday. Hey, I just want to make a quick announcement. Next Thursday, we are not having a class. Next Thursday is the day before First Steps to Success, so that is not a day that Danny will be meeting with you guys. I've been making the announcement all month that class will be taking place on March 1st. So same time, it'll be at 12 o'clock Central Time on March 1st. And the other thing is that, therefore, your homework assignment will be due. You'll be getting an email from us on Thursday night at 9 p.m. Central, which is February 22nd. Okay, so you'll not be getting a homework assignment tonight. And if for some reason you do, like my office completely screws that up, which there is a chance that could happen, ignore it. Do not worry about that. February 22nd is the date when you should be receiving your survey. And then the homework is due on the 25th of February. So February 25th at midnight, before midnight, is when that homework assignment will be due. So those of you that will be at First Steps, which I know the vast majority of you will be with us in Dallas, which I can't wait to see your face. And I can't wait for you to be highlighted as a people that I am so, so proud of for the amazing work that you have been putting into this class, seeing your commitment level rise, seeing some of you who've been in a very comfortable state with your business, even a state of boredom, that you're even moving yourselves ahead. For those of you that have never picked up the phone, have not engaged in communication with prospects, whether it's warm, cold, or lukewarm, but you've kind of been more of a hobbyist, but now you're engaging in the game. It's been an amazing learning experience working with you guys this month, and I can't wait to highlight you in front of that large room of people in Dallas, because I am really, really proud of you guys. So again, state again, February 22nd at 9 p.m. is when you'll be getting your survey. That'll be your homework assignment. It's going to have numbers for 2 weeks, okay? It's going to have numbers for 2 weeks. And then Sunday night on the 25th is when it's due. So if you're going to be at First Steps and you're not making any, and you're not going to have any plans of prospecting, then you can send in your homework assignment beforehand. If you're making a conscious decision that, no, when I'm at First Steps, I am not going to be presenting, I'm not going to be closing, I'm not going to be prospecting, then turn in your homework on February the 22nd, the night before the event, and let it be that. So you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to remind yourself. But for the rest of you that are not going to be with us in Dallas, those are the dates, okay? February 22nd, you'll be getting an email from us, and on February 25th is when it will be due. I need you guys to hold on 1 second here I email my office really quick to make sure that this does not get sent. Yeah, just want to make sure. Alrighty. So let's get right into this. I've looked through some of your questions, and I want to address some of these questions. And I'm only going to be answering a few questions by people who are actually working. I do not answer hypothetical questions. And so, like, for example, Molly Alger, she is working. So here she's done 20 dials. She talked to 3 people. She had 4 presentations. And I got 2 product clients. And so when I look over the questions, you know, I know whether or not the question is hypothetical based on whether or not you're working. So the what happens if versus the what happens when. And so Molly asked a great question. She says, I keep getting bombarded with questions on product as I'm presenting. Normally, I would listen and field these questions, seeing it as a good chance to get interaction from the audience. But I realize my knowledge is not duplicatable, and the interruptions are sometimes killing the closing process. Do I take questions during the presentation? Will people still close when they have tons of product questions unanswered? Let's pull up Molly real quick. Molly, press number 1. I want to talk to you directly in this to kind of, I don't want to just answer your question. I want to ask you some questions on this. So press number one to say hello. Again, it's Molly Alder.
Molly, if you're on the line, press number one. I don't see her so far.
Amazing. All right. If Joy Hankertoft can, I always mess up these really challenging for Danny names. Are not a challenging name, but yeah. Joy Hankertoft, if you can press number one. I've actually been wanting to talk to you.
Joy, your mind is open.
Hi, beautiful. How are you?
Hello?
Joy. Hi,
yes,
gorgeous.
This is Joy.
How are you?
Hi, Danny. I'm good. How are you?
So good to hear your precious voice.
Good to hear you, too.
Yeah. 11 presentations. I'm so proud of you. You've actually been very consistent for the last 3 weeks. I'm really impressed and just really overjoyed by seeing the work and the effort that you've been putting forward. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, and you've been really consistent each week. So you had 11 people at a presentation, and you enrolled two of these people, which is fabulous. With 15 conversations, 11 showing up, that's 73% show up ratio. That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. 16 hours worth of work. I'd like to just see what I can do to help that process. So with this, what kind of presentations are you doing?
So 9 of those were, I don't have my numbers right in front of me. Most of those were actually cold market. And then the two that I closed were warm market.
Okay. So 100% closing ratio with warm market. And, so that means that there was 9 cold market and 2 warm market. And that would not be unusual. I mean, if maybe you had a 10th one, if you're getting 1 out of 10 for a cold market, that's really high. That's really good, especially when you're just getting started. How long have you been working cold market?
A week.
Oh, well, there you go. So don't have an expectation of that. You know what I mean? That your closing ratios for warm market are always going to be higher. Until you develop the skill. The skill is absolutely developable, I promise. It just takes time and dials, you know what I mean? That's what it takes. But supplementing warm market and lukewarm market is important. And as I've said before, instant customer goldmine kind of helps you never run out of leads also. Never. When you work that presentation system like that, you're just always in front of people, and it's always driving somebody else's warm market, which means you're developing somebody else's paycheck, which solidifies, you know, those customer orders and auto ships and all of that stuff. It's a very powerful system. Have you implemented that?
I'm listening to it again right now after I heard your call, the last couple of calls. I am listening to it again. And so we have in the past implemented some of that. But there's more that I need to work on. Definitely need to improve on that.
Okay. What part of it is a disconnect for you?
What part of it is a disconnect?
Yeah, what part of it do you feel it doesn't apply to what you guys do?
Can you be more specific? With me? I'm trying to think. My brain is not processing like what I listened to and what you're asking me. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, was there any part of Instant Customer Goldmine that does not apply to what you're doing with your business?
Not that I've listened to so far, no.
Yeah. So I guess the reason why I'm asking that question is like you said you applied some of it. When you listened to it a few years ago, you tried some of it, but you didn't apply all of it. Was there a reason why you didn't apply all of it? You know, it's kind of like, you know, there you are with your beautiful son and daughter. I know you homeschool or have homeschooled, and, you know, they decided to do half of the homework and not all of it. So I'm just kind of asking from that perspective, like, okay, so why not use all of it? What was the challenge in not applying, utilizing the training that was in there?
I failed to follow all the directions.
No, but meaning was, I'm trying to find if there's a disconnect as to why. You know what I mean? Like, did something scare you, or did you feel like it wouldn't work, or it didn't apply to what you were doing?
Can you give me, like, I'm just not remembering right now what things I did or didn't apply. Can you give me specifics,
sure,
and then I can tell you? I'm sorry.
No, I was just going off of, it's okay. We'll drop it. If it's not that familiar inside of your mind, there's no reason to waste time on that one. Okay, well, I will look forward to seeing what will happen when you apply that system, because there's a never-ending amount of leads that come out of that. They just flow for years. Okay, so good job on testing out some cold leads, and again, it takes time to get the skill to develop in that area, and it's a good skill to develop. You obviously have 100% closing ratio with warm market, so getting in front of warm market is always going to be your biggest win until you develop the other skill on the other side. So let's use, because 9 of them are cold market, let's go ahead and work on the close for the cold market. You obviously don't need help with the warm market. So when you have these cold market people, were you sending them to a website, or what were they looking at? What was the presentation?
Yes. Some of them I was sending to a 7-minute presentation that is on my Marketing Sense site.
Okay.
Which is a,
yep.
Well, okay. And then some of them, if they really seemed like good, strong business prospects, I was sending them to Dr. Mary's presentation.
Okay. All right. Out of the 9 people, and this is really important to everyone as you're tracking everything, because again, you're business people and you can do this. It's not difficult. But as a business person, you know, when you treat your business like a business, your commitment level rises. And when the higher the commitment level you have, and I'm not talking about hype, I'm talking about ownership of actually treating it like a business. Businesses track, at least good businesses track everything. So because the tracking tells you where you're succeeding and winning and where you're falling down and what areas need to be improved. And also whether or not you decide to improve those areas. Not all areas need to be improved. Sometimes your wins way outweigh your weaknesses, and it doesn't matter because you're still winning even with the weakness. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to fix everything. But you don't know that unless you're tracking. If you're not tracking, you're just basing everything on feeling. So, Joy, it'd be good if you get your numbers in front of you.
I do.
Everybody has a good job now. Okay, so then as we're going to look at this, is how I want you guys to analyze the responses of the people. Now, if you're working all 3 markets, it's also really good to keep the tracking for all 3 markets. So, for example, if we had 9 presentations in cold market, out of the 9, who said what? How many said what?
Okay, so I got they were going to have the money in 2 weeks, so I read them that script. Just simply not
interested. Hold on. How many said I get the money in 2 weeks?
One person told me he would have the money in 2 weeks, and then he actually just didn't show up for closing.
Of course.
And then I had one who went to the presentation, and she came back and she said she just really wasn't interested.
Okay.
I had another one that said they found another job. Actually, I have 1, 2, 3 people tell me that. One said they don't believe in the product, or they don't know enough about the product, and so they can't sell something they don't believe in. And one said she was looking for a job, not a business. And one said she just wanted to stuff envelopes. She didn't want a business.
Okay. All right. This is awesome. Okay, so you had a wide variety, but again, the 3, this is your most common response, was 3 that found a job already. So obviously the kind of leads that you were purchasing, somebody was running an ad for a job. which is what I used to do, by the way. Where are you getting your leads?
I purchased them through Marketing Sense. They were interviewed leads that were 7 to 21 days old.
Hmm. And who's producing these leads? Market Sense?
Marketing Sense, it's a young, well, it's not done by Young Living, but it's a website for Young Living distributors. It has contact management. It has presentations.
Great.
Inside it.
Okay. So what it looks like is that that Marketing Sense, whoever that organization is running ads, running help wanted in classified job section, job help wanted ads. Because look at the responses.
Yeah.
So these people are not looking for a business. They're like looking for a job.
Right.
So how much are you paying for these leads?
They were $1 a piece. So I purchased 100.
Okay. And these were pre-interviewed leads?
Yes.
I don't know that those are pre-interviewed leads. If they're sending you a lead of someone that's looking for a job, I'm not so sure that they're being very honest with you guys right now.
Yeah, I'm not sure they are either, because they told me all these people had like 2 to 4,000 set aside to start a job, and almost none of them had money set aside. So.
Yeah, there's something unethical happening, or they're sending you the wrong leads. So I would be calling them and telling them what the response is. That you're talking to people who are looking for jobs. These people clearly are not qualified prospects looking for a business. Meaning if they're looking for a job, it's a different script. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's a little bit of different, it's a different twist on a script. But I will tell you this, back in my very, very early days, we used to run ads in the Help Wanted section. And that $50,000 that I made in that next 6 months was made from leads just like this, where people are actually looking for a job, and I brought them in and positioned the opportunity as though it was, and they're an independent contractor. And so obviously these guys are, there's something, let's give them the benefit of the doubt, they're sending you the wrong lead.
Okay.
You're paying for a high-quality lead, and that's not what's being sent to you. And so I would definitely call them.
Okay.
And get a whole nother set of leads that are correct. But that isn't to say that these are not, that you can't turn these around. Okay, you know the story of Ed Negrelli, right? You've heard me tell the story of the guy who, challenged me with the bigger than that. What do you want to do, with your life, and what are your goals? And I said, I want to make, I want to spend $4,000 cash in Nordstrom. So I know you've heard me tell the story of Ed Negrelli. He answered a Help Wanted ad for a job. He was looking for part-time work to supplement his income as a major in the military with 4 kids. So, in fact, everyone I recruited, almost everyone I recruited in that next 6 months to make that 50 grand was with leads like this. So I'm not saying it's not, I'm saying it doesn't work. I'm not saying it doesn't work. I am saying that the lead that you bought is not this lead.
Okay.
Yeah, so no. I would absolutely talk to them. Yeah, this is not it. If you're getting that response and it's all geared towards a job, like the one who wants to stuff envelopes, the one that told you flat out, I'm not looking for a business, I'm looking for a job, and the other three that said they found a job.
Yep.
They're not looking for opportunity. Now, regardless if they found a job or not, okay, let's say the three that did, there's a great way to handle that. And it sounds, okay, so the woman who wants to stuff envelopes, when you were prospecting her, did you pick up that she probably wasn't a great prospect?
Yeah, because she told me right at the beginning that she was really not looking for a business, that she really wanted to be an employee.
Right.
And that's what most of them were telling me, honestly. Most of the objections that I got the impression from them that they weren't really cut out to be entrepreneurs necessarily, and they weren't looking to do that.
Right, right. Okay, well, let me help you handle that objection. Regardless, I mean, you bought these leads. I'm hoping you're going to get a whole nother set for free because there's something that's happening correct with the lead vendor. And sometimes that happens. And as a business person, you got to handle those problems. All right. So how do we handle this particular objection? Really, really simple. You keep the focus on their needs, strengths, interests, and goals.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is that they got you off of the track of selling them their interests, strengths, needs, and goals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
By giving you an objection, right? So even the woman that, you know, says, well, let me ask you this. If you were to look at the, I don't know, how many distributors are inside of Young Living?
Over a million. I don't know that I know the exact number.
Right. So out of the million distributors, million plus, how many of them are entrepreneurs?
Well, I sure wasn't when I first started.
You see what I'm saying? I'm going to say that it's probably 99.9% of them are not.
Right?
Right? So when somebody says that, this is what you can say, man, that's awesome. Because I was not at all an entrepreneur when I got started, and neither are majority of the 1 million people who are associating with Young Living.
Right.
So that's one way to handle that. So then it's back to their needs, strengths, and goals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when the woman says, you know, I just want to stuff envelopes. Now, again, this is about practice with these people. These are not the highest quality leads that you're working with, but sometimes that's what you get, and you got to learn how to work them. And again, when the woman says, you know, I'm just looking for a job, I'm not looking to be an entrepreneur, again, this is just you being able to learn. Do you understand? That's really what this is more about with the cold leads right now. So learning to communicate and handle objections. And if anything else, if all you do is use these cold leads to develop the skill to handle objections with posture, then it was worth the price for admission of the leads completely. That you just get really good at handling objections. And that'd be really the thing to focus on. So the woman who says, you know, moving forward, as you get better with the leads, you'll cut that woman off fast. You just be like, this is not the person I want to work with. At all. You don't want to beg anyone to get started, because then you got to keep begging them to stay with it. And that just sucks, and it's exhausting. It's so exhausting. Okay, so the three that found a job, I would follow up with them. I would follow up with all these people, actually, just for the sake of breaking through the fear of handling objections.
Okay.
Okay, so the one not interested, okay, so let me give you that one. It's real simple. Okay, so what part were you not interested in? And then repeat their needs, strengths, and goals. So what part were you not interested in? The ability to, let's go to that person. Like, what was their sign?
Let me go back to my notes. I can find her.
Because we're not selling Young Living. What are we selling?
A lifestyle. We're selling how we feel about it.
No, we are selling the prospect their sign, their strengths, interests, goals, and needs.
Right. Okay. So how? Okay.
Right. So when they say they're not interested, they're saying they're not interested in their strengths, interests, goals, and needs.
Right. Right. Yep. I didn't do a good job with her, because actually when she told me that, I didn't go back and say, what did you like about it? Which I know I should have done. She didn't. She said that before I even had a chance, and then it was one of the very first ones I did, and I was like, oh, okay, and I hung up. So, and then I thought about it later, like, shoot, I should have, you know, pursued that. What did you like?
So. Well, and then you also have her strength, interest, goals, and needs. So say, okay, well, that's awesome. What's her name, by the way?
Her name is Denisha.
Okay. So, Denisha, that's awesome. So, which part were you not interested in? Are you not interested in paying off all of your debt in 5 to 7 years? Or were you not interested in making an extra $3,000 to $4,000 a month working part-time from home?
Mm-hmm.
Which one were you not interested in? So, again, you're putting the focus on what you're really selling. You're selling them what they want.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's good.
Makes sense?
Mm-hmm. It does, totally.
Okay. The three that found a job. Well, congratulations. Good for you. So, what did you like about what you saw?
Okay.
It doesn't matter if they found a job. What difference does it make?
Got it.
Congratulations. Got it. I'm happy for you. So, what did you like about what you saw?
Yep. So, that right there is where I was flaking. They gave me the objection, and I didn't just launch
it. And you backed down.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay. I don't believe in the product. Man, I totally understand. So what did you like about what you saw?
Okay.
Tell me more about that. I was looking for a job. Yeah, I totally understand. So what did you like about what you saw? And then again, you keep the focus on their strengths, interests, goals, and needs.
Yep.
And then in handling objections, you know, get them through that script. And then it is, okay, man, you remind me of, and you tell the story. Like the person who says, you know, I'm not an entrepreneur, man, I get that. Neither is the 1 million people that are working with Young Living today.
Right.
And just say, Lord knows, I know I wasn't. And thankfully, through their training system, they allow people to learn how to be able to develop a nice income, like, and then repeating back to her the kind of income she's looking for, working part-time from home, so that you can, and repeat the sign.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So imagine, Joy, have you ever witnessed a basketball game or a soccer game?
Yes.
Okay, so in basketball, like, there's a pass, right? So the ball gets passed to another player, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when they are giving you an objection, they're just passing you the ball. Your job is to pass it back to them.
Okay.
Right? They're passing you the ball with giving you the objection. Now you pass it back. Man, that's great. So which part were you not interested in? The making an extra $3,000 to $4,000 a month part-time from home, or not interested in paying off all of your debt in the next 5 to 7 years?
Got it. Thank you.
Keep the focus on the sign, what they want. Not keeping the focus on, you're not going to, when I said, what are we selling? You said, we're selling a lifestyle and how they're going to feel about it. Hell no, that's not what you're selling. You're selling them what they want.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
So like the three that found a job, man, congratulations, that's awesome. What did you like about what you saw? That's great. Out of the million people that are working with Young Living, majority of them have a full-time job. In fact, it reminds me of, I want the name, the sweet young lady that I worked with that was the teacher on Tuesday. Yeah. Let me look. Is it in my thing here? Sorry. I've worked with a lot of people between now and then. What was your name, Joy? Do you remember?
I'm trying to think. I just listened to the MP3 yesterday. And
I know. This is so bad. The name of the person, the wrong class.
I can't think of Heather. It was Heather, I think.
Heather. Yeah, you know, that reminds me of Heather. She's a full-time school teacher. And on a part-time basis working with Young Living, she's making da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
She actually got started just to make an extra $300 a month. Mm-hmm. She teaches kindergarten to fourth graders. On a part-time basis, she got started to make an extra $300 a month, but she didn't make $300 a month. She makes thousands of dollars a month now.
Right.
So would you like to be like Heather, who is making thousands of dollars a month, so that you can, and then repeat back to them their goal, their need, their strength? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Don't sell them Heather's life. You want to sell them their life, and that Heather's living out her life.
Right.
Okay. All right, cool. So like I said, if nothing else, you just get used to passing the ball back to them. It's a volley. Okay?
Right.
And keep the focus on their strengths, interests, goals, and needs. So let's do this. Let's go ahead and role play that out. Let me just give you you know, what my goals would be. Well, never mind. Let's just go through that script, okay?
Okay.
On page 22. Let's just go through it, and I'll hand you an objection.
Okay.
Okay.
Let me make sure I have it on my computer. So let me just open up to page 22. I think it's the same thing.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, did you get a chance to review that information?
I did.
Great. Hey, what did you like about what you just saw?
I found a job already, so I don't think I need this.
Oh, congratulations. What was the job?
I got a job at Home Depot.
At Home Depot, what are you going to do?
I am going to be stocking shelves.
Are you excited about that?
I'm just happy to have a job.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Danny, is that job going to help you achieve those goals? We didn't talk about them, so whatever those goals
were. Right, just go back to the, you just stick to the script.
Okay. So Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
No, you didn't ask me what I liked about what I saw yet.
Sorry. Okay. I need some
you stuff. You're letting me misdirect you.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So here, you said, what did you like about what you saw? So when I got a job, I don't think I need this. Right? So you did a great job then going into forming me. That was awesome. That was great. By the way, you got a great smile. I can hear it. I love it. You're totally smiling. You sound very confident. You sound very sure of yourself. I love it. But when I didn't answer that question, you're going to go back and get me to answer that question. So it was a great job. Wow, congratulations. What did you find? I got a job at Home Depot. Are you excited about it? Yeah, sure. So what did you like about what you saw on that website?
Gotcha. Yep. Okay. So, Danny, what did you like about what?
Go ahead.
So what did you like about what you just saw?
I think the health aspect is, very intriguing. And, it looks like, people are making money.
Tell me more about that.
I've always been interested in health, and I've always supplemented my diet, and I think it's important to do that.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because, the poor soil quality, all the chemicals, the GMOs, it's obvious. We have a whole bunch of new diseases in our world today. And it's all, in my opinion, tied to when we started messing with the seed. So
yeah.
I much rather have healthy alternatives than medications. I don't like the idea of medications.
Yeah. So you think these could help with that? These
you
products
just sold me, Joy. You're now selling me, Joy.
I what?
You're selling me now. You just
okay.
told me how I thought. Don't tell me how. So you think that these products would help with that. Now you're selling me. There's no reason to say that. Is it? Where is that in the script? Wait, do you see that? Is that in the footnotes somewhere?
I'm sorry, what? I didn't hear what you said. What's that?
I said, where was that question in the script?
I guess I was just trying to get you to tell me more about. I wanted you to continue to tell yourself.
No. Okay, if you want me to talk about myself, you don't tell me how I'm thinking.
Okay.
So here, you said, so you're thinking these products can help you with that. What's going to be my answer? What's my response? You say yes or no answer. I'm not going to talk. I'm going to say yes or no to that.
Okay,
but don't,
so
you don't want to tell the prospect. You don't want to tell the prospect what they're thinking.
Okay.
Okay. So you would just go to question 3.
Oh, okay. So I wouldn't go back and try to get you to tell me more about where you said people are making money when I try to get you to talk about that, or just move on?
Well, look at question 3. What does it say?
Okay. Do you want to make a little or a lot?
So what's that question about?
Oh, okay, gotcha. I can connect dots eventually.
Just stick to the script.
Okay.
Stick to the script. You want that prospect talking, but you don't want to tell me what I'm saying until the close. So, for example, you said, what did you like about what you saw? I gave you the objection. Then you went back to, okay, well, tell me about what you like about what you saw. Well, I then started telling you about health. Tell me more about that. I started going into deeper about the health. And what happened is you got excited about what I was saying, and you were agreeing with me about what I was saying. You're like, I got a hot fish on the hook right now. Yay! So,
okay.
So basically, you're telling me that you really like these products. And you're thinking these products are going to help with that. It went from an interview to selling right there.
Okay.
Okay. So then you just go now to the next question. Do you want to make a little lot? Well, I want to make a lot. What for? Well, I want to pay off my $35,000 worth of debt. I want to be able to travel. And I'm working on a major project right now of freeing 1,000 kids from the sex trade. That's a $5 million project.
Great. So, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take for you to be able to go ahead and accomplish getting those kids out of the sex trade, earning that $5 million that you need to really be able to do what you're hoping to do?
You know, working at Home Depot is probably not going to happen.
Yeah. Where do you see yourself getting started? At the bottom, working slowly towards getting those kids out of the sex trade, towards earning that $5 million? Or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same amount of work and effort?
Okay. So good job. Now, the only thing I would be adding is I gave you a few other things,
mm-hmm.
right? So here's how I would wrap that statement. Okay.
Okay.
I would say, okay. So do you remember what I said to why I want to make a lot?
Unfortunately, I was writing down what you had just told me, and so I flipped on a little bit.
So I said I want to pay off my $35,000 debt.
Got that. Okay. $35,000 debt.
I want to travel. And I want to free 1,000 slaves from the sex trade.
Yes. Okay. I, as you picked up on, I came back in from writing.
Sure.
I crossed the line from interviewing to selling, and I'm like, oh, shoot.
Right. That's okay. That's all right. Okay. And then that's also when I would wrap in. This is what I would say to that prospect. I would say, okay, Danny, at your current job, how long will it take you to be able to pay out that $35,000 worth of debt, be able to travel more, and help to free those 1,000 kids from the sex trade, utilizing something that you said you believe in, of being able to help people not with natural ways of dealing with their body and not using medication.
Got it. So you tie all those things back in there.
You got it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And those things that they said are now your product. Do you understand? Young Living is no longer the product. Young Living is just the vehicle.
Gotcha.
It's just the vehicle. We don't sell the car. We sell the place they want to go with their car.
Right. So we're the means to the end.
Exactly. That's all Young Living is the means to the end. You said it perfectly.
Good.
So we don't put a focus on the means. We put a focus on where they want to go.
Gotcha. So when I call these people back, will I try to send them to a presentation again to remind them, or do I start over?
No.
No.
I would follow up. I would totally follow up. Hey, how was your first day at work?
Okay.
And or like, hey, you know what? First of all, I just want to tell you I really enjoyed talking with you. And when I hung up with you, I realized that I kind of cheated you a little bit. I let your statement just basically abort your destiny at this point. So I just got a couple quick questions to ask.
Okay.
Okay, so what did you like about what you saw on that webinar or on that website? And they said, well, you know, I found a job. And now you can handle that objection. The one that says, I'm not interested. I just have one question for you. What was it you weren't interested in? And then repeat what their needs, strengths, and goals were.
Got it.
You now have ways to handle each one of these. So I would go back. You might end up converting one or two out of that.
Okay. I will.
All right. Yeah.
Thank you.
You are welcome. By the way, the one that says I don't believe in the product and I can't sell something I don't believe in, you know, that's another one. Like, what could you say to that person?
Tell me more about that.
No, why would you want them to tell you about what they don't believe in the product?
Because I couldn't think of what else to tell you myself.
Okay, and guess what? And if that's what you tell them, then good. At least you're trying. At least you're saying something, right? I'm happy with people who make a mess. You'll eventually figure out how to clean the mess. You'll eventually figure out how to navigate it. You will, I promise. Right? Isn't that how we learn how to raise kids?
Yeah.
Trial and error. Isn't that how we learn how to have sex? It's trial and error. Everything in life is trial and error. I'm serious. Isn't it how we learn how to cook? It's all trial and error.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you said, okay, yeah, tell me more about how come you don't believe in the product. Okay, fine. At least you asked them something. And I'm happy with that. I am. I'm really happy with that. Because you'll learn. You'll learn what works and what doesn't work. All right? So I don't believe in the product. Okay, well, here's something that you could say. What's another thing you could say?
Well, tell me what you liked about the presentation.
There you go. Good job. You could say, great. So tell me what you liked about what you saw.
Okay.
And just pause on the like. Tell me what you liked about what you saw.
I can do that.
They'll give you something. Yeah, they'll give you something. And if they say absolutely nothing, then you say, you repeat their needs, strengths, and goals. You say, you know what? I totally understand. In fact, it reminds me of the many of the million of people who are working with Young Living that when they first looked at it, many of them didn't like or believe in it either. At the same time, they couldn't deny the results.
Gotcha.
If I heard you correctly, you were saying that, now repeat their strengths, interests, goals, and needs.
Okay.
Right? And then that's also when you can turn that page and go to the next step is to try the product and let your body tell you whether or not it works.
Mm-hmm.
Got over a million clients worldwide. So we know it works. And the demand of the market is tens of millions more. Once you get started at, you'll let your body tell you whether or not it works. And at that point, you'll know if this is something that you can actually really get behind. I thoroughly appreciate what you've said, that you don't believe in it. So that's why we have a risk-free trial. It's totally money-back guarantee. Most people start off with X. It's our most popular product and service. And it's only at a special price of one. At least give it a shot.
Right. Gotcha.
So when they say you don't believe in a product, you say, that's great. So are you ready to, and then repeat the strengths, interests, goals, and needs?
Okay.
Who cares if they like the product? Let me ask you a question. There are millions of people every single day working for companies selling things that they do not believe in. Hello,
right.
You're talking to Danny Johnson. Right? So I would even say, man, you remind me of Danny Johnson. She was homeless in Hawaii. She was overweight, and she was tired of being homeless. And she got started with a product that she did not believe in, yet made $2,000 in 4 hours. I'm sorry, in 10 hours, in 4 days, with something that didn't work for her and that she didn't like.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you ready to, and then repeat their strengths, interests, goals, and needs? Yeah, we just want to practice getting good at repeating those strengths, interests, goals, and needs and telling stories. If you just do those two things, you're going to close more deals.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, you can. I know you can. All right, Joy. That's awesome. All right, Carrie, if we can have Joy join the rest of the class and give me Elizabeth Moldenhauer. Elizabeth press number one and say hello. It makes it so much easier for them to find you.
Okay, I don't see Elizabeth quite yet.
That's crazy. Elizabeth, press number one. If not, then we've got Beth Sarim Trump Brenez. What a great name. Beth Sarim. It sounds like an Israeli name. Or Middle Eastern, at least. Beth, can you, Beth Sarim, can you press number one and say hello?
What was the last name again, Danny?
Trump. T-R-O-M-P. And then B-R-I-N-E-Z. Brenez.
Okay, Beth, I have, Beth, your line's open.
Okay, awesome.
Hi. Okay.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Okay, so
I feel like I'm going to pass.
Oh, I can't hear you. The phone keeps cutting out. I'm
Hi.
So sorry. Hi. Beth Sarim, am I saying your name correctly?
Yes.
Okay. Is it Middle Eastern?
It's actually Hebrew, Aramaic.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. That's what I said when I called out your name. Like, that sounds like an Israeli name. Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Are you Hebrew blood or just a Hebrew name?
I am not quite sure because I haven't done research, but one of my father's uncles went to live in Israel and got himself reunited with the faith. Spanish. So my father's from Spanish descent. So I don't quite know because I grew up in Cuba, so I don't know.
Okay.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, a lot of Spanish are Hebrew blood. Okay, so good job. You had 7 presentations, 26 styles, 11 people that you talked to, and you had a great question that you had submitted. And I want to answer that question because of the fact that you're working. All right, so you said, how to handle the money objections that are legit on products. Okay.
Yeah, like when they say they really don't have the money, and, you know, I ask them, are you serious about goals? And then they say, or are you just saying that because you want to be nice? And then they just tell me, no, I just don't have the money. Those people always fall off the face of the earth anyway, so I'm, what do I do with that? Because I follow up and they don't answer the phone. I'm just dealing with one today, and it's got me on edge because, I mean, a phone call would be so much better, but they just text me back and they send me a wall of text, and I don't know what to do with that.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. Out of 10 people that you present to, how many people give you the money objection?
Right this week, none. That was an objection I got last week from a presentation from the week before. So, it just was somebody that said she was closed. And then when I followed up, she's like, oh, wait, I'll get around to it later. And I'm like, okay, you're not serious. But, so I just had that question because I've gotten that in the time that I did prospecting and closing Your Way to Millions in last year, and I got that a lot, and I didn't know what to do with it, so it's been on my mind, because I seem to keep getting it, like, not this week. This week, the objection was, I don't believe in the product, like the previous caller, and the people who say, you know, charge me, but the 20th, not, like, today, which is the other one.
All right, so usually the money objection is provoked by the prospector. Now, here's what's funny is that because your question was, these are real legitimate money objections. That's where there is the problem. There is really no legitimate money objection. Because what do we know? people buy? That same person who says, don't charge me today, but charge me on the 20th. Are they spending money today?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Most likely.
Most likely is right. So when you have to know in your mind that they're lying their butt off to you. And it really is true.
Okay.
There is no such thing as a money objection. People find the money to do what they want to do. That's the facts. They find the money to do what they really want to do.
Okay. So can I just follow up with that? Because I know this in my own personal experience. The people that know me that are on this call know that I didn't have the money to come to the first step. And it happened that I still came, like 6 weeks before I decided I was going to come and I didn't have it. So I know for a fact, but I don't know how to tell them without sounding, you know, I don't want to be mean and go like, you know, I don't know how to.
Sounding mean. I'm afraid of what they're going to think of me. This is a perfect stranger and or it's a friend. So you care more about not looking bad to the prospect than you care about helping them fulfill their destiny. You care more about saving
Touché.
Face. Yeah. You care more about your reputation, mm-hmm. all ego, than you do about helping them to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't care about their destiny. You care about your reputation.
I guess that's what's in there. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you're mm-hmm. just telling me you don't want them to think badly of you. You are an advocate for these people. And when you let them off the hook, you're not helping them. And again, when we let them off the hook, it's because we care more about
no,
our reputation.
No, of course not. I know that.
Yep.
No,
so
no.
Somebody
I lay awake
you, right?
at night freaking out. No, thinking about.
So it's ego versus bank account. Which one do you want to grow?
I care about my bank account, but I care. I mean, the thing that breaks my heart is knowing that people in my direct community, I mean, even relatives have died of diseases that were entirely preventable and, you know, they could have changed their lives, but I didn't have the words and I often don't
have the words to get them to take action.
No, that's
a bunch of BS. You actually do have the words. But you care more about what they're going to think of you. Get your ego out of the way. Because if you really cared about them, the words would flow right out of your mouth. Because you already said it to me. People on this call know that I did not have the money to get started. And yet I found a way because it was important. And this is what's happened in my life. So what's the answer? The answer is
so I can just lead with my own story.
Absolutely.
The testimony. Okay.
Absolutely.
I work with that.
Your own story. Well, you already knew exactly what to say, but ego is what you're building your business with. And you got to weigh ego with the goal. And if the goal is changing lives, then you will fight for them.
Yeah.
And so even what you just said, that you know, I totally understand how you're feeling. And the fact is that, and again, back to the needs, strengths, interests, and goals. If you're, meaning you're selling a product and you're selling a company. And that's why you're getting that money objection. But if you're selling their goals and their needs, what they want, there's no price that they wouldn't pay for that.
Yeah.
They don't want what you're selling. They want what they want. So we handle objections.
Them to
what? It's the same exact thing I just sent with Joy. Same exact thing.
Okay.
Right. So testimonials okay. are the greatest way to handle an objection, and your own is an important one.
Okay.
I totally understand where you're coming from. I was in the same place. And I've watched family members die of diseases that were totally preventable. So my question for you are you serious about and then repeat their strengths, interests, goals, and needs to them or not? You want to be just okay. like so-and-so and tell those stories. Man, you remind me of so-and-so. Tell those stories. Tell those stories. Tell those stories.
Okay.
Because you know they hung up the phone with you and they went to Amazon.com and bought something stupid.
Yeah, definitely.
They turned the channel on.
And then McDonald's.
They're stupid. Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why you, that's what I'm saying.
I know, because
but see, your question gave you away the word legitimate. Mm-hmm. Legitimate. Money objection. You're believing the wrong thing. You're believing their
okay.
money problem more than you're believing in their future. So when they
okay.
say, you know, for example, they say, you know, gosh, I don't have the money. It's like, wow, you need this more than I thought you did. Let's get you to a place where you're never going to need money again.
Okay.
Okay, so let's go through the script. Are we these cold market people? No, lukewarm is what it says. So of the seven people,
nobody's lukewarm. It's all cold leads. I made a mistake filling it in the first time. Because I am getting leads off of Facebook. I run Facebook ads, and so they're all cold. They don't know me at all,
okay.
and I call them
okay.
up and talk to them. So
okay.
I haven't actually
so
touched
cold.
My warm market that much. Cold. Yeah.
Really? Why aren't you talking
yeah,
to warm market
cold.
When you said it breaks your heart that you had people die of health problems that were totally preventable?
Because I'm still working on my sulha with my family
oh.
and my
oh,
friends.
Oh, hold on. So are we involved in ego again?
No, this part is not ego. I was part of a community. Like my closest friends and my closest relatives are a part of the community that when something goes wrong, you're isolated and nobody talks to you. So I'm basically excommunicated. So they won't talk to me for now. So I just can't reach them. It's like.
Okay. Okay.
I'm making new friendships and I'm building new people.
Okay, good job. And I'm sorry to hear that. And was this a Christian community? So sad to me. All right,
mm-hmm.
Now that's not your entire warm market. I want you to make a list of everyone that you know that wasn't a part of that.
Okay.
There's more to your warm market than just your family.
Yeah, of course.
And you would be amazed of how many would talk to you. Okay, so go ahead and make a warm market list.
By the
way, I'm proud of you for running ads. Yeah, totally. You're assuming nobody will. Don't assume anything. So first of all, good job running ads on Facebook. I think that's a great idea, but don't just depend on that. You have a warm market to talk to, and I want you to make that list. Now, the ones that won't talk to you, then, you know, you're leaving them messages. Just reach out. It breaks their heart to
okay.
not talk to you. It really does. It breaks their heart not to talk to you. So if you're just tapping on them and saying,
okay.
I love you no matter what, then you're showing the Christ-like example that you're really living, regardless if they believe in a theological way in agreement with you. When you treat people with kindness who are rude to you, it's heaping hot coals on their head.
Okay.
According to the Bible. Okay. So you be you, and you, just because you guys don't agree theologically, I'm assuming that that's what the issue is. Is that correct?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So you still show the love of Christ, regardless
yeah.
if they are showing the rejection of the evil one. They think what they're doing is right. That's the bottom line. They think that what they're doing is righteous. And that's okay. That's their prerogative. It's a sad thing. They're skipping a whole lot of the Bible by doing that, but that's their prerogative. And you just bless them. Okay, so make that warm list. Now let's go ahead. And so these are cold market leads that we're talking about. And so did you send them to a website presentation?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Mara, you sent them to a web presentation? Baby girl, can you hear me?
I send them to, actually just use the company video. Sorry, what?
All right, so you send them to a company video. Yeah, I'm here. You send them to a company video. And is that on a web page?
Yeah, I use the video company. Yeah, I actually, that's on YouTube. What I use is I actually take the presentation as a three-parter. It's a five-minute video for the product, and I send them to this minute video of the opportunity. And we tell them whatever they tell me after that, send them to the business presentation that Mary Star Carter made. And from there, the people that have seen the presentation, been four people, and six people, five of them told me they want to get started customers. They're really interested in products.
Hey, Carrie.
So I have Carrie meetings.
Can you hear me, Carrie?
Vision and
yeah.
Clothes.
Yes, I can. I'm going to
shut off that line. Yeah,
sorry, what?
Feedback. Yeah, that's not working. You can't hear anything. Okay, awesome. Beth Serene, by the way, you have such a beautiful name. I love hearing you talk, but unfortunately the connection is really, really bad. And you're really breaking up, so we're not being able to hear everything that you're saying. So my recommendation would be to hang up and dial back in. We'll test your line and then give it another shot. But the connection's really, really bad. So please hang up and let's try again. Did we see Elizabeth Moldenhauer come on the line, or is she not there?
I do see her now, yes. Would you like me to open
your
line?
Okay, awesome. Yes, open up her line.
Elizabeth, your line is open.
Hey, lady, how are you?
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Okay, great job. I just want to confirm before I go into the role play with you, you're working lukewarm market?
Yeah, they're old leads that I never rang from last year from a festival.
Good job. Good job. Proud of you. That's awesome. 46 dials, 25 conversations, and 8 people showing up for a presentation. So did you send them to a website, or did you have this presentation in your home?
No, I sent an email that I sent a YouTube link, so like a presentation, like Mary Star Carter's, but one that I've made myself.
Okay. And so did you talk to them on the phone and then you emailed them a link to the website?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty. Moving forward from that, because, you know, sometimes emails get blocked and all of that. So when you called these 8 people back, how many of them were there for the follow-up call?
Not many. And there was a couple that when I rang them, they were busy, or because I sent the email during the day and they were already out. So I didn't have the opportunity to do the, you know, I'll ring you in, you know, 15 minutes after the YouTube. So 2 of them I'm still in process of actually closing, but the others are not interested. Or
okay.
Didn't answer.
All right. So my recommendation would be to, while you're on the phone with them, have the internet while talking to me. You have access to the internet while talking to me through your phone or through a computer. Most of them are going to say yes. Most people have a smartphone today, right? Say, mm-hmm. I just sent you an email. Please open up your email because there's a link inside of there. And or you can also text them. You have their phone number, right? And if you're using your phone, then you could text them the link to that. You want to make sure you have them on the phone versus I'll send you an email. Now they're going to forget, right? You've got them all jazzed about what their needs are, and now they're going to go to their email. Now, I don't know. What happens when you go to check your email?
Yeah, I generally only look at the important things.
Right. You know what I mean? And then we get distracted. We see all these other things, whether it's an offer from our favorite store or it's a business email or it's a question for someone else, and now we just like completely forgot. So, you know, the email can be insanely distracting. So it might be good to even text them or just say, hey, while we're on the phone, I can text you a link or I can email you the link. I want to make sure that there's no problem you receiving it. What would you prefer? And they may say, well, text it to me. Great. Bam. Here it is. So you should have it now. And you'd be ready to do that immediately. And while they are, while you're waiting for that to send, don't let there be silence on the phone. That's where you can continue to form them. Say, hey, tell me more about, and then let them talk while you're sending this thing. So that there's just not silence in there, because if you're silent in there, they're going to ask you questions. So it's important to keep them talking while that link is being sent. All right. Hey, so did you get the link? Great. All right. What I want you to do now is go ahead and click that link. It's going to take you about 15 minutes to review the information. Don't call it a presentation. Call it information. Because a presentation
means
I'm trying to sell you something. Yeah, just information. Here's the information you requested. Here's the information that will be able to help you. And then, again, strengths, interests, goals, and needs. Okay? So have them look at it immediately. So here's the information. I'm going to call you back in 15 minutes. Take 15 minutes to review the information. At that point, I'll ask you some questions, and we'll see whether or not it's a match. If not, great. If it is, that's fine, too.
Yeah. I think it's more the prospecting part that I have the challenge
you're
with.
Right.
Like the actual initial call, I don't know them, it's trying to get there, because initially they're like, who are you? And that was a year ago, to get them around that concept. And I've chosen this list on purpose just so that I can practice. There are
Really, really smart that you are using that list. Now, the one thing you got to get through your head is this. All right, let me ask you a question. Even though that list is 1 year old, what do you think the odds are that their life hasn't changed in the last year?
Oh, totally. Yeah, 100%.
I mean, nothing's changed in their life from a year, so it doesn't matter that they're a year old. It doesn't matter at all. Do they have current needs, strengths, and goals?
Yeah.
They do. They have that currently. And so your job is to find out what those current things are now.
Yeah. And
so don't let that be a barrier. Don't let it be a barrier in your head that, these are a year old. No, it doesn't matter. Their life hasn't changed in a year.
Yeah, and I'm actually getting, the more I'm ringing them, the more I'm just going straight into, when they say, oh, when was that or whatever, I'll actually do that, is this your name? You asked for information.
Good job.
So, yeah. But it's the form that I'm struggling with a little bit, that I'm getting my, the more I'm doing it and finding that sign, because I am starting to find it more comfortable. Oh, what do you like about that? And I'm doing that on a regular basis with everyone. So, getting my head around how to do that.
Yeah. Okay. So good job for getting your head around that. So with the eight that you sent the information to, Again, so part of the breakdown is that it was sent in an email and, you know, they're going to check it whenever. So you want to do that. That's one little strategy that we just talked about that, you know, send it immediately, have them look at it immediately and I'll call you back. And honestly, the script in the, on page 16, so these leads came from what? They gave you their information for what?
It was a festival, but it wasn't like it was called the Orange Blossom Festival. It was actually not health related. So it was people just sort of, you know, walking past. We had a, it was sponsored by Young Living Australia. So it was, we had a big raffle. And so a lot of people put their name in a raffle that might not necessarily have been interested.
Sure. Which is totally fine. So when you first call them, what do you say?
I first started with the trade show thing, and then and I'm sort of doing a combination of the trade show and page 16.
So
I am actually saying, I'm saying, you know, hi, it's Elizabeth, how are you going? And then using their name and saying, I'm just calling you back. We actually met at the Orange Blossom Festival last year. You requested some information for, about essential oils. So I'm actually saying essential oils. What can I help you with?
Okay. Okay. And then so what are most of them saying to that?
They're sort of going, oh, yeah, remember, I, you know, some people go, oh, I don't remember going to that and then remembering, and others are going, oh, yeah, I remember that, oh, you know, oh, I don't know why I requested it.
That's
and,
great.
And that's when I get a little bit stuck.
No, just keep going through the script.
And then do I say, okay, do you have a pen and paper handy?
Why not?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
why not?
Okay.
Yeah. You got nothing to lose.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, I'll try it. I think I've done it a couple of times, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, you got nothing to lose.
I did have, one woman from, I've been doing some of the flyer system, and I've had one woman from that ring me, and it's so much easier, in my opinion, it's so much easier when it's someone that you don't know at all. I just feel like total interviewer, have no problem with it whatsoever. You know, it was a really good experience. That unfortunately, as soon as I sent her the link, because when she rang me back, I was a remedial massage therapist, and I had a massage on, so I couldn't ring her back straight away. And so that fell out, you know, as she when I rang her back, she was out shopping and she hasn't answered her phone since. And so I have done the three, you know, the voicemail one. It's the third time, yeah.
Good job.
I'm definitely in that space now of I want people that are serious. I'm definitely in that space. I feel really comfortable with, you know, if they're not going to answer the phone, then I'm totally fine to move on to the next person, because I'm looking for people that really want to be a match with me, as you say. Yeah.
Yes, you got it. You absolutely got it. Okay. I think you got all the right pieces working together. So I'm looking at this trade show script. And so you're saying you're starting that off with that first paragraph. Hi, how's it going? This is from company. Just doing a quick courtesy call. We met at a trade show, or whatever you said, the Orange Blossom, you know, last year. In fact, that thing doesn't say anything about essential oils. By the way, how did you hear about the trade show? How did you hear about the Orange Blossom? Did you enjoy it? So where are you from? So now that directs you straight into form.
Yeah. Well, I actually didn't think I could do that because it was a year ago.
What does it matter?
Yeah, no, you're right.
What does it matter?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it? Do you go to that every year? What do you like about it?
Yeah.
Are you from around here? Now you start forming them.
Yeah.
Right? So then this trade show script works perfect.
Okay.
You know, and it's, so then after you have formed them, then it's like, hey, you know, Bob, you mentioned that, and then repeat the needs for strengths and goals. I work with a company that is expanding all over the country right now. I don't know if you have the skills or the qualities, the kind of person that we're looking for, and I'm sure you're totally satisfied with your current job. Why don't we get together? I can get you some information of what they have available, and if it's a match, great. If not, that's fine, too. At least it's a chance for you to, and then repeat their needs, strengths, interests, and goals.
And so, Jenny, what would you say if it was that you were leading with product instead of current job? You just say something like your current health level?
What are you talking about? There's nothing in here that says that. No. Hold on. You're talking about the current job? If you have formed them, right?
Yeah.
And so if you have formed them, this is saying they're probably totally satisfied with their current job.
But if I was leading with the product.
Are you going to send them, when you're leading with the product, what do you send them to?
It's a link to a video that I created, a YouTube, and it's all about the oils and
Okay. So if you're forming me and you're finding my strengths, interests, goals, and needs, right? You're going to lead me to that presentation for my strengths, interests, goals, and needs.
Yeah.
So is there a way that the oils can help me with my strengths, interests, goals, and needs?
Yes.
So there's no problem here. I work with a company that's expanding all over the country right now. I don't know if you have the skills or the qualities, the kind of person that we're looking for. I'm sure that you're totally satisfied with what's your current job. Why don't we get together and get you information of what they have available, and if it's a match, great. If not, that's fine, too.
Okay. Cool.
So you're saying you don't want to recruit them. You're saying you just want to sell them products.
Oh, no, I totally do want to recruit. Yeah, no, I do want to recruit them. I just, I didn't know if that switch would put them off. But if you're, I'll follow directions and do exactly what you're saying and see what happens.
But wait, you're saying that they entered a raffle.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily for essential oils, right?
Oh, no, it is. It was a package with essential oils.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so let's go here. So when you're working with them, I mean, when you're calling them and you say, you know, you went to the Orange, what was it called again? Orange Blossom, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Festival. Okay, you were at the Orange Blossom Festival. Again, make it about the Orange Blossom Festival. What did you like about it, right? And then begin to form them. You requested information. I just honestly think if you're forming them through form, then it's a very natural thing to move towards using their strengths, interests, goals, and needs to send them to your information.
Okay. Yeah, I will just go. I think that
because if you're going to page 16, look, baby girl, you're going over to page 16. Page 16 is about the business also.
Yeah. I haven't been asking those questions, though, at the bottom. I've been asking more health-related questions.
Okay. Okay. And how's that working?
Well, obviously not well if I haven't closed anyone.
No, not necessarily. That's not necessarily. You're learning a process. All right, so you're asking some health-related questions. Let's just go through it. Take me through it, and then let's see what I can find. Okay? So just take me through the scripting that you're doing.
Okay. Hey, Denny, how are you going?
Good.
This is Elizabeth Moldenhauer. I'm calling you back.
Hold it right there. Hold. Stop. When you gave me your last name, you sound like a telemarketer, and it means I don't know you. Have you listened to the audios on the script books, the training? On the audio?
Yeah, I have, actually, yeah.
Ah,
not
so you
for
just
a while,
refuse.
Though.
Yes, you refuse to not say your last name. Okay, there's a whole psychology why you don't say your last name.
Yeah.
This is Elizabeth.
Yeah, cool. Okay, this is Elizabeth. I'm calling you back. You requested some information about essential oils. We met at the Orange Blossom Festival. What can I help you with?
I don't know. Man, the Orange Festival, that was a while ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little while ago. Have you got a pen and paper handy?
Yes.
To save us both some time, I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what sort of information to direct you to.
Okay.
So, have you been using essential oils so far?
No, not really.
Do you use any chemical-free products?
Yeah, a few.
And tell me more about that.
I use a botanical soap that's chemical-free, and it cleans the floor, the toilets, the dishes. You can brush your teeth with it. You can wash your hair with it. It does everything. It's totally chemical-free.
Mm-hmm. Is there a particular reason why you use chemical-free?
Yeah, I really believe in not contaminating my family with harsh chemicals.
Oh. Have you got kids?
I do have kids.
Oh, how many kids have you got?
I've got 5 kids and 8 grandkids.
Wow, that's really cool. I bet you enjoy having grandkids as well.
Stop right there. You know what you just did right there?
What did I do?
You told me. You made an assumption.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You want to keep the prospect talking. Oh, I bet you enjoy having your grandkids. What if my grandkids are all scattered and I never see them?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You want to keep the prospect talking. Don't interact like that.
Okay, so how do I, where do I go with that?
Do you get to see your grandkids often? Do you enjoy being around them? Don't make statements and tell the prospect how they feel.
Yeah.
Ask them. So here you said, I bet you love being a grandmother. Like, maybe I hate being a grandmother.
Yeah,
maybe they're
all
brats and I can't stand them. Don't assume.
Yeah.
Don't put words in the prospect's mouth. Get to know the prospect by asking questions. Here's the other thing. I like the trade show one better. With the, you know, how did you hear about the trade show? What did you like about it? Did you enjoy it? And start forming them. Right?
Yeah.
Well, to save us both time, then I would go into the save us both time. I need to ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to. What's your understanding of essential oils? Because if they went to Orange Blossom Festival, was that an all-natural festival?
No, it was. It wasn't.
What is it?
It was sort of like a local. There was music and all sorts of stuff.
I have been, there's another one called Mind, Body, Spirit, and that's specific to health and, you know, all that sort of stuff.
Sure.
So
okay.
I've got a list of people that I've got to go for through with them.
Oh, that's
as well.
Awesome.
I feel
that's
like
awesome.
They're going to be more, yeah, they're going to be easier to form.
Mm-hmm. They could be.
I hope.
Yeah, it could be. But I would definitely start with this trade show script. I would definitely do that. I would stick to that first paragraph for sure. That's there. You know, did mm-hmm. you enjoy it? Where are you from? What do you do? Start forming them there. We'll save us, and then I would go straight into the save us most time. To ask you a few questions to figure out what information to direct you to.
Okay.
So, and you really don't have to say anything about essential oils, or you could. That's your prerogative. Because if the mm-hmm. Orange Blossom Festival was not a health thing, and so they randomly submitted it, then I don't think it's a problem either way. But I like the questions that you're asking, for sure.
Okay.
You know, what's your understanding of essential oils? That would be a great question.
Yeah. Yeah, because that very first initial question, I do sort of jump over a bit because I don't know if it's okay to, you know, if it's a great one to ask. So asking about chemical free, that's okay as well.
Great question. Great question.
Excellent.
Yeah. Cool. So even when you're forming them with the orange blossom thing, you know, it's like, so did you have your family with you? Do you go every year? Mm-hmm. You know, just form them. Just relax and engage in a conversation, getting to know who they are.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. I honestly would when you're forming them and you're finding the strengths, interests, needs, and goals, I think you could just use page 46, honestly.
Okay.
I really think that will work. When you call these other ones that were out of health, whatever that health festival was, that's an easy thing, you know. So we'd be talking to them about essential oils. That makes sense because the front end was about that.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. Okay. So then we have the other strategy that we talked about with taking them to the presentation immediately. Right, versus letting it get lost in email and letting them get distracted with email.
Yeah.
And then when you call them back in 15 minutes, you're just going to go straight through that closing script. Was there anyone that you were able to get through the closing script with?
No. Because the eight that there was two people on that eight that I actually invited to a presentation that we were doing as a live Zoom call, and they
mm-hmm.
didn't turn up. So I didn't know. I'd already put them down as presentation and then realized they weren't showing up. So.
Okay. All right. So then what are you doing with those two that didn't show up?
I've run them, but I've had to use the three. I've
gotcha.
Run them three
Great.
Times. Yeah.
Yeah, you said that earlier. That's perfect. Okay, that's good. All right, so I want you to just try those strategies,
mm-hmm.
and then let's see what happens from there. More people will be getting through that presentation for sure, and definitely start ringing those other leads that you had from the trade show. From the other trade show that was for health, that'll be an easier lead-in to the health conversation. Give me what some of those other questions were that you were asking for basically a health survey is kind of what you're doing there.
Yeah. The on the prospecting on the first call.
Yep.
So I also asked, from that essential, like once I've gone through the chemical free, if they then sort of bring up, you know, different things. For example, the lady yesterday was saying I rang her and she just had a baby 3 weeks ago. And so we got into a conversation. Yeah. So instead of sending that presentation, I sent her a thing about Ninja Red instead. So, you know, I'm sort of directing it from those three initial conversation questions. I then direct it from whatever they sort of say.
Okay. All right. And so what's important is that when you, like, for example, the Ninja Red scenario, mm-hmm. you said we got into a conversation. Are you still forming her and letting her do all the talking? I'm assuming you haven't.
Yeah, I am struggling a little bit. I'm aware of that.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing assumption, and I also do. You remember the first call, the lady that talked about herself?
Yes.
Yeah. So I tend to. I don't talk a lot about myself, but I tend to. So, for example, her 21-month-old daughter, her name was Ariana, and I said, oh, my new niece is called Ariana too. So I don't I'll then go into a question, but I do sort of try and relate to them, and I've got to stop doing that. I did listen to what you said on that first call. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it helps when we are aware of it, for sure. But we got to stop, and we just have to keep forming her. Okay, so the woman, for example, with the baby, she just had a baby 3 weeks ago. You know, did you ask, is the baby sleeping through the night?
Yes. She's only getting 3 hours sleep.
How's your recovery doing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her husband has. Doesn't like strong smells in the house. So she doesn't actually use a lot of essential oils because of that. He gets asthma from it. And so what I did was direct her from essential oils through to, the thieves cleaner and nutritionals. So, I sent her some information about thieves cleaner, and actually, I found a testimonial of someone that used it outside, because she said that there is chemicals outside in his shed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I found a testimonial on the thieves cleaner of someone that had used it on their driveway, and it hadn't gone moldy for like a year or 2 years afterwards. So I added that testimonial into the email, so I'm ringing her back today.
Okay. Now, when you lead her to the information, right, make sure you repeat her needs, strengths, interests, and goals versus trying to sell her. Oh, you're going to love this and you're going to love that. It's more of, you know, I couldn't help but notice that you were saying repeat the strengths, interests, goals, and needs. I'm going to send you information about X, Y, Ninja Red. I'm going to send you information that will help you to repeat the needs, strengths, interests, and goals.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as you see this information, I'll call you back, and we'll see whether or not it's a match. If it is, great. If it's not, that's fine, too. At least this is a possibility for you to have that baby sleep better through the night, whatever the needs were, right? Speed up your recovery so that you can feel better and heal. I mean, this is an easy sell. When you've got a mom that's getting 3 hours of sleep a night, that's an easy sell. She's got some major needs. Mm-hmm. Where we screw up that sell is because we're trying to relate with them.
Yeah.
We screw up the sell when we're trying to get them to like us versus just keeping it focused on their needs, strengths, interests, and goals.
Yeah.
There's no amount of money she wouldn't. What happened? Go ahead.
When you said you're trying to get people to like you, I sort of, I had it in my head that that's why we're forming people.
No.
Because you're...
If she likes you, then she'll buy from you. No.
Yeah.
You are selling her what she wants. This is not about trying to make a friend.
Yeah.
It's about trying to change a life.
Yeah.
This is not winning a personality or a popularity contest.
Because that's not
true. We're here. Exactly. We can't build on our personality. We have to build on the strengths, interests, goals, and needs of the prospect. That's duplicatable.
Cool. Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, awesome. Carrie, please go ahead and take her and put her back with everybody else. Thank you so much,
Thank
Elizabeth.
Thank you, Denny.
Doing a great job. You're welcome. And my last one will be Carol Hardy.
Okay, Carol, your line is open. Hello?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Danny?
Good. Okay, so, Carol, you had five people at a presentation, worked 12 hours. You're working more market, 12 dials.
Yeah.
Five conversations and five people to a presentation. Was this what kind of presentation did you send these five people to?
I sent them to Mary Star Carter's video.
Okay. All right, awesome. Did you follow up, call them back? I mean, how did you do that? How did you run that?
I had a few scheduled appointments. I think I was letting too much time pass between a few of them. And when I called back, there was no answer.
Yeah. Okay, so you picked that up from the last conversation I just had with Elizabeth, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so none of them were there when you went to follow up?
There was one there, and he was one that was very, very talkative and had no problem in the initial call talking about his resume. Basically got to the point where I almost had to kind of stop him because he was going into kind of like his list of jobs that he's done through life, and I kept trying to bring it back to his goals and his strengths and needs and trying to pull that out. When I called.
Okay. Do you realize that when he's talking about his past jobs, that is the discovery of finding his strengths?
Yes, and I was pulling that out, and I actually identified him in that thing, like, you know, that he had obviously quite the education, the magazine skills, and you know, work background, and really edified him in that.
Okay, cool. Okay, and so after you send them to Mary's presentation, what closing script did you use with him?
So I used the closing script from page 22. And so when I called him back, he was very, first had a few objections, and was able to kind of get him through that and kept bringing it back to his goals and strengths and needs. And it was going well, and he was very positive, but it was when it came down to the payment, and this is where I find I usually, the moment I get an objection, I have a hard time. And I know that's my biggest weakness, is I need to kind of, like with a lot of what you said today, is really push through that and continue and not get scared off because I'm letting my own ego in the way. So, yeah, he gave me the objection. Well, not the objection, but he just said, I don't have a payment right now with the credit card. Can we do that tomorrow? And so when I tried to call back the next day, he wasn't there. I left a message a couple times.
All right. Let's go ahead and go through the script that you used, and let's role play this out and see what I can do to help you not prevent that objection.
All right.
Okay. So ring, ring. Hello.
Hi. Hello, Danny. How's it going?
Good.
Did you get a chance to review the information yet?
I did.
Yes. So what did you like about what you saw?
I like the health aspect of it.
Yeah, tell me more about that.
I believe in nutrition and I believe in alternative medicine. So, you know, this is much like many other companies out there that help to provide that kind of thing. So,
how long have you been into looking into that?
About 27 years.
Yeah, what's got you started into that?
My family dies young. And I just didn't want to be one of those. So I was looking for alternative options.
Wow. Wow. I can understand that. So what happened with some of your family members?
Why? Where is that in this script?
No, I'm trying to warn them on that. And
why?
So just to continue on.
What is it like? What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Okay. Do you want to make a little or less?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what's so funny is that you were saying that man just kept going on and on and on. It's because you keep asking endless questions that don't need to be asked. So in the prospecting thing, you already formed him, right?
Yeah.
All right. So now it's six questions. This is like five minutes to bring to a close.
Okay, Danny, do you want to make a little or a lot?
Okay, let's back up. How long
is
it taking you to go through these closing scripts with people?
The closing scripts aren't too bad. I haven't gotten to a few, like obviously to too many at that point. The initial calls are actually only about 10 minutes. The few that I've been able to do the closing scripts with, it was just that one that was really long.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get through it fast because I'm just, again, I was doing cold leads to really practice, getting confidence. And so I found my attitude was kind of like, I just want to get through this. To just practice and not make it about them. That's the honest truth.
No, that's perfect. That's perfect. And so, therefore, that's the result that you get.
Yeah.
Practice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would just keep it really simple. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. Okay. Do you want to make a little or a lot? What for? And just drive through it.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think because there was another one, and he was actually in sales, and I did do the closing script with him and got to that point. I'm trying to remember that. But it was, again, trying to it was put off till I don't have the money right now, right? And so once I get that first objection, I kind of back away.
Okay. So... What do you mean you back away? What do you say?
I just agree with him. Okay, you know, like the one, he was a young guy, and again, he said, I don't have the money right now, maybe within the next 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, great. I will give you a call back in a week. really silly. I agree with them and just kind of let them take, you know, I let them get away with it, basically.
Yeah, you do. Yep, absolutely. Let's look at those handling of the objections. But at the same time, you see, you said that you were just getting through the script and just, you know, not really focusing on closing them. You're just trying to get through the script. Therefore, you're not going to close them. So you're kind of creating a bad habit for yourself, and you don't want to do that. You want to get good at this. And so most of the objections that you're getting, and that's just important to track. So when you track and you find out that, well, most of the objections, 5 out of 10 objections I'm getting, 5 out of 10 times I'm getting that I don't have the money or I get paid in 2 weeks. Well, there's a script for that. It's in the supplemental on page 67 and 69.
Yeah.
So you want to have that script handy because you're waiting for it. You're ready for it.
Yeah. that's right now for me. It's getting that skill and getting familiar with all of those scripts.
Sure. Well, you don't have to get familiar with all of them. You just want to focus on the one that you get the most.
Okay.
Right? So if the one you get the most is I don't have the money or I get paid in 2 weeks, then you read those scripts. So just focus on those. You know, if somebody else that's in this class, the number one response they get is I need to talk to my spouse, then you just focus, that person needs to focus on the spouse objection, which is on page 60. Somebody else, if the number one objection they get is I don't like sales, then it's page 63.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you don't have to memorize all those scripts or even find them. Just when you go to make your calls, you have this book open to page 67, and you're going to handle it right then and there.
All right. Yeah, we got them all tabbed.
But I would just have it open because that's the one you normally get. So it's like, okay, if that's what you're expecting, then you're ready for it.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I would keep the – I would go through the script with just starting – just use the questions that are there. Don't try to dig more and more and more.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so let's go back to it. Let's start it over. I'm gonna do it with you, okay? So the presentation you saw, was that the full business presentation, including the product? Or is this the product? Okay, cool, awesome. All right, so I'm gonna call you back, and so ring, ring.
Hello.
Hi, Carol.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Danny. Did you get a chance to review that information yet?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What did you like about what you saw?
I liked, I guess, what I heard about how, you know, she was able to make an extra income by helping people, and especially with her loved ones, just helping them with their health issues. Yeah, that was intriguing to me.
Okay. Tell me more about that.
Same thing. I have, you know, that a lot of people around me that are struggling with their health. And, you know, yeah, to be able to offer solutions for them, it means a lot to me to be able to do that.
Okay. Do you want to make a little or a lot, Carol?
A lot.
What for?
Well, we have still some debt to get out of, and we have one in university and one another one heading there soon, too. Just to help ease the stress off my husband as well for the financial stress.
Yeah. So, Carol, in your current job, how long will it take you to be able to get out of debt, put the kids through university, ease the stress of the finances off your husband while being able to offer solutions to your loved ones who have some major health issues right now?
Yeah, it might take a long time.
Okay. Where do you see yourself getting started? You want to start at the bottom, working slowly towards these goals, or do you want to be in a position where you can earn 2 times the amount of money for the same work and effort?
Well, yeah, the getting there faster with the double the effort, less effort sounds much better.
Okay. Welcome aboard. How do you want your name spelled on your check?
Carolharby. Do I have to pay for this now?
I'm sorry?
Do I have to pay now?
Well, I guess the question is that are you ready to pay off some debt, be able to put the kids through university, ease your husband of the stress that he's under financially, and be able to offer solutions to your loved ones who are suffering right now?
Yeah, no, I would want to do that now.
OK. Cool. Okay, so what is the address that you would want those checks sent to?
123 Smith Street, Ontario, Canada. KEI1DO.
Awesome. Okay. And then how did you want to take care of that?
All right. How about MasterCard?
Sure. All right. And the number starts with a 5, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. And the number is?
5543221693215144.
Okay, awesome. All right. Awesome.
So, yeah.
So, Carol, the next step is we're going to go ahead and get your back office set up with the company and have the basic pack set out to you. And we're going to begin some training immediately so that we can start earning that income immediately. And to where this package is going to be paid for within a couple of weeks, and so that you'll get into profit right away. So I have a small action items that I'll need you to follow through with tonight. So if you still have that piece of paper and pen handy, I can give you some simple instructions to start with tonight, so that we can get you underway immediately so that you can take the stress off of your husband, pay off some debt, get these kids to university at the same time, being able to help your family who you love so much who are going through some major health issues. And we'll want to get that activated immediately. All right. You have that pen and paper, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, I want you to write down this website. It's called smarternetworker.com. SMARTER networker.com. And that's the website that Dani Johnson offers all of her training for people who are in our industry. And it's specified training specifically for what we do and helping somebody get off on the right foot immediately. So that's a 30-day free boot camp.
Awesome.
And so just put in your email and you'll have access to the 30-day free boot camp. So tonight or today or right as soon as we get done with the call, we can go ahead and start that training, and you'll listen to day one. Every day you're going to listen to one training call in that boot camp, and simply you're going to follow those instructions, okay? Number two, you and I are going to do a call tomorrow together to talk about what you learned from that very first training call, and also to set up when we're going to begin activating your business to start putting you into profit immediately. So what I'll need for us to meet together is, for example, you were mentioning that you have some family members who are suffering right now, and I'm so sorry that your family's going through that. What I'd like you to do tonight is just start thinking about who those people are and maybe jot down some of their names. The other thing is that I would like to know what some of your goals are. Outside of, okay, for example, you said you want to pay off debt. By what date do you want to pay that debt off? You said you want to put the kids through university. Do you want to write down, okay, how much cash is needed to put them through university? And by what date do you want to have that money to be able to do that?
Right.
Another thing you mentioned was easing the stress off your husband. So what amount do you want to make that you feel could ease some of that stress off of him? So that's just an idea, right? So the first thing, I need you to go to Smarter Networker and I need you to listen to that first call. And the second thing is I want you to write down some goals of what you want to accomplish. So you had mentioned the family members who are suffering, you know, write down their names. That's part of your goal, is to help them get healthy. And then the debt with a date, the university amount with the date, and what kind of income do you want to be generating to ease the stress off your husband. And then just keep going, you know. Are there some other things that you want to accomplish that you'll simply just use Young Living as an avenue, as a vehicle to be able to do the things that you really want to do.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that you and I will work on tomorrow and that we'll the work from tomorrow that I would need you to do tonight is I would like for you to make what we call a list of resources. Now, Tara, let's just say that you were starting a restaurant. If you were starting a restaurant, let's say it was going to be, I don't know, if you were to start a restaurant, would it be like, you know, a Southern home cooking type restaurant, or would it be like an organic food restaurant? Like, if you were, you know what I mean, what kind of a restaurant would you start?
Definitely an organic.
Right? So, that's awesome. We need more of those out there, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you were to start an organic food restaurant, and let's say that you went and you got the $100,000 loan for all the equipment that you would need, and the bank was able to give you that loan, and you bought the equipment, you bought the tablecloths, right? You got the name up, but you're out of money. The doors have opened. How would you promote your restaurant? How would you get people to come?
Yeah, I guess I would talk to all the people I know and see if they would help me out by coming.
Okay. So is it possible that some of the people that you would call would not show up to the restaurant?
Yeah.
Okay. But would that make you quit on your organic food restaurant?
No.
Okay. Is it possible that some of those that you would invite would come and try the food?
Yes.
And is it possible that some that tried the food, some liked it, some didn't?
Probably.
Yeah. And out of the some that tried it, is it possible that they would never tell anyone else about it?
Yeah, probably.
And is it true that there's some that would tell other people about it?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And is there a few that would, like, go crazy telling everybody about your new organic food restaurant?
I definitely would hope so.
Right? So the same exact people that you'd be contacting to open up that restaurant, I want you to make a list of resources, because that's an asset that you actually have with your business, is the people that you've been in touch with your entire life. So the same exact people that you would call to let them know about your organic food restaurant is the same list that I'd like for you to put together. And you and I are going to strategize about that list tomorrow. If you can get that list somewhere around 200 to just start with, you can use Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to kind of jog your memory of maybe some people that you know there. Okay. Just go ahead and make a quick list there. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about these three things. So number one, we're going to talk about what you learned from that very first call. Number two, we're going to talk about some of these goals, these desires of what you will do with the money that you're going to begin making next week. Number three, we're going to talk about the list of resources and strategizing. Who perhaps would be one of those that maybe you would invite to the organic restaurant and they would never show. Those that might come and try it and not like it. Those that would come like it. Those that would come like it and tell other people about it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does that make sense?
Yep, that does. That's great.
All right. Awesome. Okay, cool. So what time tomorrow is good for you and I to get together?
About 2:00 in the afternoon.
Let me see my calendar really quick. Can you do 2:30?
Yep.
All right. Let's do 2:30. We'll be on the phone for about 30 minutes to begin that preliminary training. So just to make sure that I communicated clearly, because sometimes I can miscommunicate, what was the first thing that you were going to do today?
Go to sweaternetworker.com and for the 30-day boot camp.
Okay, awesome. And?
Listen to day one of it.
Awesome.
Number two was to make a list of my goals and dates. The dates when I'm going to have the debt paid off and when I need money.
Okay.
For kids going to university. And number three was list of resources. To our names.
All right. Okay. Perfect. One thing I would add is that when we are going to talk tomorrow about what you learned about the first call that you listened to from Smarter Networker, just three things. I'm looking for three things that stand out that you will be applying to achieving the goals of
paying off all of that debt, paying cash for the kids' university, and reducing the stress on your husband, all the while we're offering solutions to your family members that you love so much, they're suffering in their health.
All right. Awesome.
Okay. Awesome, Carol. Welcome aboard. I'm looking forward to working with you, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 2:30.
All right. That's great. Thank you.
Okay. All right, Carol. How you feeling there?
All right. That was really good. I think the biggest thing was the moment I get a question back, I feel like I need to answer it instead of just putting back their sign, their strengths, interests, goals, and needs. I'm just compelled to this like immediate feeling like I need to answer the question, and that is what really trips me up.
Yep.
So that
and so when you answer their question, they are now in control of the conversation. And now they're going to lead you off of the path.
And I like the way you said that earlier with one of the other ones about it's a basketball game. You know, they're throwing you the ball. So you're meant to throw the ball back. And that really is a good analogy in my head.
Yep. Okay, cool. Awesome job. Awesome job. All right. Carrie, if you can add her back with the class, would be great. Thank you, Carol, for your time.
All right, thank you.
Yes, you're welcome. All right. Well, guys, time is up. And so, again, your homework assignment is going to be due a week from Sunday, right? So February 22nd by 9 p.m., you'll have the assignment from us. February 25th, it's going to be due. Have an awesome time for these next 2 weeks. We are, however, we're going to have our prospecting class next Tuesday. So I will talk to you next week for the prospecting class. We're going to have our final closing class on March the 1st. All right. So let's open up the lines. Hey, and by the way, if you are enjoying these prospecting and closing classes, we'd love to get a review from you guys on our website. If you go ahead and click on the prospecting and closing classes, there should be a place for you to leave a review. There should be. And if there's not, I will make sure and have a link sent to you guys that if you feel like you would recommend these to people, we would love for that recommendation to just show up right on our website. So let's open up the lines and say goodbye and God bless.
Bye. Goodbye.